All right, guys. We already talked about our top three. The fourth round pick, we took Wayne Gallman from Clemson, running back. You know, Wayne's a versatile back, very productive. You know, 3 years production there, high level of comp. I think he ended up with 36 touchdowns. We think he can, you know, create a lot of competition in that running back group. Very versatile, play on special teams as well. Actually, I think he was a linebacker in high school, so that helps him as a special teamer when those guys play different positions in high school. But we thought he was a nice addition to our running back group. Avery Moss, defensive end from Youngstown. Avery is really a true defensive end. You don't see a lot of those guys these days, but he's a true defensive end that can play the run, rush the passer, big guy. Got a lot of upside. We think he is just, just now scratching the surface of where we think he could be. So we really like his skill set and think he can come in here and help us in our D-line group at that defensive end position. And Viz Nawadi, tackle from Pittsburgh, played a lot of football for them. Big guy, tough, rugged. He'll get in our offensive line group and, challenge for a spot there as well. I'll take any questions.
Do you see Viz Nawadi as a tackle or a guard?
Yeah, we think he's a tackle. We'll start him out a tackle, I believe. But that's the coaches. You know, they can do whatever they want to do with him. But I think he's a tackle.
You traded up seven spots and gave up a draft pick to get him. Why?
Why? Well, we thought that, you know, if, wasn't a lot left on the board with respect to offensive line, and he could have easily been there. But, you know, we had a little huddle and said, you know, let's go get this guy if we can. And so we gave up our seventh round pick to go get him.
How important was it for you to get an offensive lineman in this draft? Did that factor into that?
Well, we wanted to help the offensive line. We didn't want to reach for anybody, and we didn't do that. So, you know, we always want to help every position, and offensive line is a position we tried to help. But again, we were not going to reach for anybody.
How difficult was taking Moss as far as character and background?
Yeah, you know, he had some issues. I think you guys talked to him some already, but he had some issues. We think he's well past those things, and we'll definitely keep our eye on that. And if he needs any help with respect to that, we'll definitely be there to help him. But he's a really well-spoken young man that's been through some things, and we think he has his everything together now.
How much and how did you vet that kind of situation? How do you go about that?
Well, I can't, talk about some of the personal stuff we talked about with respect to him, but, we had a lot of conversation about it, and we feel good about him, at this point, and we think he's gotten past those things.
Does Gallman, does he preclude you, I guess, from picking up maybe a veteran running back in the next couple of weeks?
No, we keep all our options open with respect to that. We'll keep our options open as we move forward. It's a long way to go before we play. We'll keep all of our options open.
Now the draft is effectively over, did you have Joe Mixon on your board?
I'm not going to talk about who we had on our board, guys.
Jerry, a draft where you seem to address not only immediate needs, but obviously perhaps a future one. How do you come away from this draft feeling about the job that you did for not only this season, but just kind of overall?
Well, we're always trying to, get players that can help us now and obviously players that can help us down the road. I think we have a good combination of both of that. We definitely always tell you guys our first three picks, we think they should come in and be contributors right away. And hopefully, some of the guys on the backside of your picks can help you as well.
What's obviously, these guys.
Sorry,
I know you got rookie minicamp in 2 weeks. Do they do anything in that 2 weeks, or do you see them when they show up that Friday?
Not a lot to do until they get here.
You got to see, added players in free agency, added players now in the draft. When you look at your roster that you kind of have at least at this point, where do you see the team most improved in your mind?
Yeah, we try to improve every part of the team. I don't know what's most improved. We try to improve every position as we move forward. We have plenty of things that we'd like to do before we get to the season, to preseason, and obviously after preseason there'll be cuts. So we'll be tinkering with the roster all the way till we play Dallas.
Is there one thing, though, maybe that you at least focused on this offseason that you think you got accomplished between these two?
No, we're just focused on trying to get good players to add to the roster.
Jerry, one of the
things that seems to be a glaring hole is a kicker. I mean, is that something that's got to be addressed soon?
We'll continue to look at that. You know, we got a young kid on the roster that, you know, with a big leg. We want to see how he looks in the spring, and there will always be veteran kickers out there available, and we'll see where that goes. There'll be free agency after the draft here. We'll see what's left out there with respect to that as well.
Would you expect to add one as a priority?
We'll see. We'll keep our options open, but that's a possibility.
How do you think Goldman works with Perkins and kind of complimenting?
Yeah, that's up to the coaches. You know, we just try to pick a good football player right there. We think he's that. He's a three-year producer there, young kid, tough, kind of linear for a running back, tall, kind of tall, you know, for a running back. And I'm not talking about 6'3". I think he's a little bit over 6 foot, maybe just 6 foot, but he looks tall when you think about running backs.
I think you have 13 roster spots open. Do you plan on being aggressive with the priority guys and filling 13 spots? Or?
Yeah, we'll go hard to try to, you know, what's left on the board. We'll look and see what some position we want to fill in moving into the off season to going into training camp. We'll go hard with freeze. That's a big part of what we're trying to do here right now.
I know you say you're never surprised about anything, but just with this draft generally, were there any trends that you noticed that, I don't know, were expected or different from?
Trends?
Yeah.
No, I really haven't thought about that much, but, you know, again, nothing really. Try not to be surprised by anything that happens in the draft. So,
this is Ben's second draft as the head coach, at least. What was his involvement like, and was it greater or maybe less than or different than last year in any way?
No, you know, he was very involved, like all of our coaches are and all of our personnel people are. And, you know, we pick players together and we come to a consensus on who we like and we live with it, with the consequences after we pick them.
You said last night you're going to have a conversation with Eli. Have you talked to him? What was that conversation like?
Well, I'm not going to talk about our conversation. We did communicate, yes.
Jerry, is there such a thing as being happy when a draft ends, happy with what you were able to do?
We're always happy, you know, with the draft. It's a long process. It's a big project, and a lot of time and work and effort goes into it. And our scouts, who probably nobody knows in here who they are, most of them who they are, and just happy for them that we feel like we got some good players, you know, for the labor that they put into to being on the road for probably close to 200 days out of the year and really digging these guys out and putting them in front of myself and all of our personnel people. So happy for them that we feel like we got some good players.
Does the extra week between now and the start of rookie minicamp change how you approach the undrafted process?
No, not really.